Blog Talk Radio.
Living a life, wow. Tomorrow ain't promising, living for right now, baby. Pop the pussy for a real nigga. Right now, I ain't trying to politic and deal with you. Right now, she's looking at me like a meal ticket. Mad pill, keep wheel spinning. Deal with it, it's Sean. Compliments of the dawn. Louis Vuitton. Fabrics I've been on, never mind that. Get your mind right before I recline that. It's beyond rap, and that's the reason I'm on your block right now. Not in the physical, why I'm they to do sound. Yes, I'm internationally known, but the age is safe that I call home. I'm about to turn it up.
Turn the volume up, banging out the truck now. Turn the volume up, banging out the truck now. Turn the volume up, banging out the truck now. Turn the volume up, banging out the truck now.
I'm about to turn it up.
Turn the volume up, banging out the truck now. Turn the volume up, banging out the truck now. Turn the volume up, banging out the truck now. Turn the volume up, banging out the truck now.
This one is for the front. Wake up the neighborhood, wanna dump. Rather it's ride bass than easy rocky pump. Like my old Reebok. If you pop, I'm punk, meaning I rock. Nothing and no one can stop me. Done. What I do, stop the stuff. Why not? I'm young. Probably seem over Versace than Pac and pun. Word to Migos. I move words by the kilo herd. I used to move birds with my amigos. High supply my wealth. No iPhone app, I apply myself. Your album got shelves. I couldn't keep mine on the shelf. Getting signed by God wouldn't help. The reason I'm on your block right now. Not in the physical, why I'm they to do sound. Yes, I'm internationally known, but Fresno's the city I call home. I'm about to turn it up.
Turn the volume up, banging out the truck now. Turn the volume up, banging out the truck now. Turn the volume up, banging out the truck now. Turn the volume up, banging out the truck now.
I'm about to turn it up.
Turn the volume up, banging out the truck now. Turn the volume up, banging out the truck now. Turn the volume up, banging out the truck now. Turn the volume up, banging out the truck now.
Wait up, Chapo, 2014, to infinity, Young F, Young Fresh, yeah, foolish fool, Vino Bolo, playing violence with Vino. Aqua Aura, so Sephora, speeding out of her speedo. Still Carlito with the Nino when I'm feeling Magneto. Controlling metal, extramental, bullets through your people.
Dancing, dancing with damsels in Zanzibar. Got a handle on Hannibal, hit the Alps. COD revolver revolves in a vault, a voltage high sky. Dive with diamonds and dial out.
Let's just fill with dandelions and daiquiris that dilute them. Arabian arrow unlocking, disconnect and conclude them. Ostrich around a clavicle grabbing you gummy gators. The posture is paramount to the palace of hot creators.
Who has the antidote for toad is still on Santa Claus. We chanting antifreeze, six vandals on evangelists. All like the candlesticks and rumble fish Los Angeles. Pull up with pugilists, impute they risk the scandalous.
Bad car, freeway, and your every relay. Bunny on my side playing DJ. First we pulling up. Pulling out 400 horses up, up, and then we out.
Black Jesus,
fast car, freeway, engine revving relay. Bunny on my side playing DJ. First we pulling up, up, then pulling out 400 horses up, up, and then we out.
Black Jesus,
that season 90, stepping out that body on battle. Swabor, Peter Dava, Cinderella, strapped to the saddle. To Corey around the globe, line at the Galaxy Gala. She spritzes all around, just acting like it don't matter.
Minted monster car, power bikes and Monte Carlos. Muscle machine scenes, leaning Nova, pinky is clean. Goldie speaking, multi-linking, hold my mixer. They won't be thinking as we sinking on this Brinks truck.
Ceramic or vanilla, gold and chocolate, diamond sapphire. Herrera, Carolina, Provana, some naughty nana. The essence of a jeweler, Coco, Chanel, and Cabana. Then be up for the weekend with Mistress Marijuana.
Cooler raging bulls, hit the center, cool in a gang. Rather cool as a fan. Bazooka under flannel, star spangled speech for barons with bolted barrels. 110, clocking McLaren, shot past Camaros.
Fast car, freeway, and your every relay. Bunny on my side, playing DJ. First we pulling up.
My word versus first rap, you rap nervous. It's worthless, you get smashed up on the surface. Projectile, my 44 style, blood on silver, the Red River. Fill up the reservoir, nigga, Armageddon. You smack dead on a world crisis, the nicest, with 16 bars of precise.
1-2, watch out for the man in blue 3-4. I keep it going hard, 4-5-6. Sticking me with 96-78. I'm forced to call cannabis, not sin. You put me in a pen, if I could do it all again, I'd probably bust your whole shit.
Yo, you got a gat, nigga, use it. Go ahead, pull it. Scientists got raw footage of me dodging bullets. I walk the streets with heat, 3 biscuits. Outnumbering niggas, twin blocks with triplets. When I spit shit, I lace it. You get punched in the face with punctuations of 5-knuckle phrases. I assure you, the vocalist standing before you will destroy you with temperatures hot enough to flame. You. My tongue moves much faster than yours do. Every 3,000 styles, I change my voice boxes for you. Embarrass you in front of your crew to annoy you. If you know some chicks to suck a good dick, then I'll employ you. To this hip hop shit, cannabis stays for you. That's why every Illuminati, I batter somebody for you. I'm warning you, me versus you, I hurt you. My balance enables me to square dance in a circle. Your head has spun so fast to catch whiplash. I practice lyrical witchcraft on your bitch ass. Make your hard drive crash, the C-colon backslash. Go back to the roots and reprogram your whack ass.
1-2, watch out for the man in blue 3-4. I keep it on hard 4-5-6. You're sticking us with 96-78. A force to pack a 38-9-10. Put me in a pen if I could do it all again. I'd probably bust your whole chin. Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Alright?
My pockets back in effect. So what's the cause? But the thing is with the check, I feel like a fresh Air Force's first step. Like some fresh flesh, first peck, first sex. And then I dozed off for a sec and seen the hand of God pick me up by 4 steps. He told me never to forget and never to forget to embrace the time and glorious moment. Cause you could die in a second. Soaping up within, pockets and dissecting. I woke up again, but this time forgetting. Scratching my chin like that was rather interesting. I turned to the small coffee table on the right, picked up my pen and turned on my thinking light. I know that I can't be what you want me to be, but I know you know that we gon' come 2 times like this. But truth is, it don't know really no do this. And sunshine don't mean a thing where you live. Make that pull back in. Oh, hey. Oh, hey. It's your brightest day. Open your eyes up and pray. Oh,
me so much hurt in my eyelids. Awaken from a dream, just perceived I live. Has me so much hot in my eyelids. Awaken from a dream, just perceived I live. Has me so much hot in my eyelids.
Motherfucker said wasn't gonna work.
Word. That was crazy shit.
Yeah, the stupid shit, man.
Dope.
Hey, yo, Izzy. Hey, man, why don't you come off the piano for a minute, man, and bust this crazy shit.
Woke up quick at about noon. Just thought that I had to be in Compton soon. I gotta get drunk before the day begins. Before my mother starts bitching about my friends. About to go and damn near went blind. Young niggas at the pad throwing up gang signs. Ran in the house. And grab my clip with the MAC-10 on the side of my hip. Bailed outside and pointed my weapon. Just as I thought the fools came. I'm stepping. Jumped in the pole, hit the juice on my ride. I got front and back and side to side. Then I let the Alpine play. Bumping new shit, buying WA. It was gangster, gangster at the top of the list. Then I played my old shit, it went something like this. Cruising down the street in my 6'4". Jocking the bitches, slapping the hoes. Went to the park to get the scoop. Knuckleheads out there, cold shooting some hoops. A car pulls up, who can it be? A fresh El Camino rolling Kilo G. He rolled down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that GTA. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit.
Say what?
Donald B's in the place to give me the face. He say my man JD is on free base. The boy JD was a friend of mine till I caught him in my car trying to steal an Alpine. Taking up the streets to call a truce. The silly motherfucker pulls out a deuce deuce. Little did he know I had a loaded 12 gauge. One sucker dead, LA Times front page. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. I wanna get ill, so I went to a spot where my homeboys chill. The fellas out there making that dollar, I pulled up in my 6'4 Impala. They greet me with a 40 and I start drinking. And from the 8-ball my breath starts sinking. Left to get my girl to rock that body. Before I left I hit the Bacardi. Went to a house to get her out of the past. Dumb hoe said something that made me mad. She said something that couldn't believe, so I grabbed a stupid bitch by a nappy ass weed. Started talking shit, wouldn't you know? Reached back like a pimp, slapped the hoe. A father jumped up and he started to shout, so I threw a right cross and knocked his old ass out. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. I'm rolling hard now under control, then wrapped the 6'4 around a telephone pole. I looked at my car and I said, oh brother, I throw it in the gutter and go buy another. Walking home and I see the G ride. Now Cat is driving, Kilo on the side. As they busted a U, they got pulled over. An undercover cop in a dark green Nova. Cat got beat for resisting arrest. He socked a pig in the head for ripping his guest. Now G is caught for doing the crime. Fourth offense on the boy, he'll do some time. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. No bail. The fellas saw the riot in the county jail. 2 days later in municipal court, Kilo G on trial, cold cutter for destruction of the court, said the judge. On a 6-year sentence, my man didn't budge. Bailiff came over to turn him in. Kilo G looked up and gave a grin. He yelled out fire. Then came Susie. The bitch came in with a submachine Uzi. Police shot the bitch, but didn't hurt her. Both upstate for attempted murder. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. Yeah, I kicked a little ass, but that was a blast in the grass, motherfucker.
Busy up, busy up.
I heard the dreams are illegal in the ghetto.
You black girl, you ain't gonna be no damn.
I heard that dreams
doctor.
Are illegal in the ghetto.
You ain't gonna be no lawyer.
But I am dreaming.
Don't you know that dreams are illegal in the ghetto?
I heard that dreams are illegal, but
I am
dreaming.
I had a dream
that I was in America.
I was in America.
I was actually in the land of the beautiful and the home of
the brave.
My boss came into my office and said, Hi, Bob,
how's it going?
Why don't you take off early and here's that raise? And as I pulled my Suburban up to my Suburban home, I got the mail out of the box, all the proof for another home equity loan.
Right.
The Girl Scouts are there ringing the bell with cookies to sell.
Ding dong.
Of course, I brought a box as Hillary quieted down Marmaduke Court, began to bark. And then later on, my wife and the kids took a bike ride to the park.
Keep up, dear.
Well, when we got back, we had apple pie with ice cream on top. Then we buckled up and hit it on down to Blockbuster to get some videos to watch.
Titanic again.
When we returned, the kids put on their PJs and relaxed in the den for some family time
watching videos.
Then all these strangers turned and said to me,
nigga, what are you doing here?
Don't you know that dreams are illegal in the ghetto?
What are you doing here?
Don't you know that dreams are illegal in the ghetto?
Gunshots ringing the heat of the night,
followed by
screams, violently disrupting my dreams. You see, in my neighborhood, I don't need to read the paper, watch the news to notice something bad happened around here tonight.
Uh-huh.
But once the ambulance leave and the police sirens stop and the crowd disperses, that silence soaks into my soul, sobering my senses, and it's often over-intoxicating society. And I try to relax, but the devil just won't let go. He keeps pointing to the signs that are posted all around me to read
dreams
are illegal in the ghetto. You see, my neighborhood is
the bottom of the barrel
where drugs get mixed. Here there are no brothers and sisters, just confused brothers and sisters. Here people drown in the backwash of the latest political scandal. Here the devil is in sweet control
as dreams are stole.
And you know there is no honor amongst thieves, so dreams are stolen with ease. A high school graduate, barely 17, gives up her college dreams for a pair of tight jeans and a chance to be the next inner city queen.
Take what your mama gave you.
In the inner city, checks and basketballs bounce with regularity.
I'm crossing over.
Life and death in the mix with no disparity. Ghetto youth live for nothing and ghetto youth die for nothing. Every day blue skies are gray. All they know is that they want to make dough.
You gonna get paid, kid.
The devil has them chasing the colorless rainbow. And at the end there is no pot of gold, just a pot of steam, which he exchanges for their dreams. You see, bona fide slaves are made in the devil's dream trade. Without dreams, you are equivalent to being non-existent. You see, our children need to be told they can achieve, and that God bless those who hold on to their dreams. We got to take down the signs so the kids won't know that the devil is trying to make dreams, not drugs, but he's trying to make dreams illegal. But dreams are not illegal.
Thank you.
Without the weather reports or forecasts to predict my thoughts. found guilty in the presence of courts. We the best out. That's why I walk the stage proud with my chest out. Peace to L. Smith, still holding me down. And Eddie K, my main man uptown. Cause it's on, nigga.
Little Brother, and of course, Knife Wonder, Mr. building. Miss Artisha Williams holding me down. And, of course, everybody that's listening live and everybody that is going to go back and pick up the archive, we appreciate the love with that. Now, we go ahead and introduce some and present to others, you know what I'm saying, my man, the corner politics general, all that good stuff right there, man, my man, who went only Mr. Breezy Taylor. What's good, Breezy?
Oh, man, everything's good, man. How you doing this evening?
Oh, man, you know, we're here, hot as hell, but, you know, we're going to
Oh, man, it's all right, man. You know, get ready for this month's hip-hop here going on tomorrow night, man.
Yeah, that's right, man. We're taking a turn that joint into, you know, the actual thing, man. So, everybody know, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, hip-hop here, that's not on my TV.
Yeah, man, well, like I said, you know, tomorrow is hip-hop here. I'm doing it for the tour SBIC edition, which as far as his birthday. You know, I'm doing it every Thursday of each month. So, come on now. I'm in the Richmond area, DMV area. You know, man, come out to Lounge 3, 1013 U Street, and U Street Quarter. Come out, think on hip hop, and come out and prove it. You know, what's weird? Get some $1 free part tab. You know, come out, man, have some good music. My man, say, Sting Slim. Sting is a DJ tomorrow. So, go have a good time, man.
Yeah. Shout out to my man Keith Slip out there, man. Keith Slip, man. Shout out to him, man. And of course, you know what I'm saying? Big Ryan, you know, I don't know if I do that for the name.
Yeah, it's like I said, you come on down, man. It's good music. You know, doing the big air steam. Man, just come out with a good time. Like I said, every third Thursday at Lounge of 3, 1013, U Street. Next month, that's going to be on my birthday, June 18th. You know, this was going to be a Gemini edition. You know, all Gemini, you know, Gemini rappers and everything. So, we're going to do it big, man. So, come on out. We're going to have a good time tomorrow and next month. And, you know, each and every Thursday, each month.
That's a good look, man. That's a good look. Y'all make sure y'all go out and support my man Breezy Taylor and the hip hop shit out there, man. So, you know, we don't have to strong rules as it goes. We don't get it down south, you know, down the ATL way, down here to Cap and all that. But we had a problem right there at DC and the CNG areas get your Breezy trivia up. If you don't know about the good man, y'all better start Googling and all that good stuff. And, you know, I'm on that last one. Any questions? Y'all be sure. Y'all go out there. Y'all support the hip hop scene, man. My man, DJ Taylor, recorded politics, the whole movement, and you out there, my friend, man. So I can, win some free drinks or something. I mean,
yeah.
Let's go ahead and get into it. It's, you know, it's hip hop news, so we're going to go ahead and get it through, man. I'm going to have B.O.B. B.O.B., if y'all don't know who B.O.B. is, one of Atlanta's own eclectic, I would say, MCs. Anyway, my man B.O.B. was in the news, was in the magazine on DFJ. They basically was talking about, you know, Atlanta being a hotbed for rap talent more than a decade ago. Saying, you know, a classic group such as Outkast, T-Mob, helped put the hip-hop scene on the map in Georgia. New York have changed around the country. And in the South in general. You know, I guess himself and, you know, other acts, whatever, he goes on the street. A lot of energy comes from Atlanta, a lot of knowledge, a lot of wisdom, a lot of fight, a lot of schools, a lot of kids coming to college. It's crazy. He says all that is used as a welcome pot for the hip hop style in Atlanta. So, I mean, you know, if you listen to the airways right now, Atlanta is dominating the airways in the country. Mr. Abramovich was pissed off with, and this is his statement on saying, I guess, how Jay-Z dissed him or didn't do it. So he goes on to say, which he didn't. The day before he came to my office and I gave him an entire PowerPoint presentation and said, okay, you can help me because I really need help in building this thing. Then he just completely used me and it wasn't fair. This is very different from Lady Gaga, for example, who had done great work for me. Just by having 45 million followers, she brought all these young kids into, you know, my public. I'm very pissed by this, since he adapted my work only under one condition, and that was to help my institute, which he didn't. So, if you go back and I guess look at, you know, some of her artwork and whatever she did, I guess she's claiming that Jay had did her wrong. This is not the first time that, you know, Jay-Z has been accused of not, you know, holding up his word or his bargain, end of the bargain. I don't know exactly what the ramifications of the contract or whatever their agreement was. I tried to look that up, but I didn't find anything on it. But again, you know, I guess it's a two-headed sword. You know, you want to use Jay Mariani to build your brand and your business, but you know what I'm saying? I come from a school where you know, study your own, get your own, make your own. And don't try to use other people to get, you know, where you're at. You know what I'm saying? How you feel about that, man?
You know, I'm just wondering, like, when she said that, you know, he was supposed to help her, you know, build, you know, the studio and her brand, what did that entail? Because, you know, Jay-Z has the power. He commissioned a product, and that product would fly off the shelf. So the fact that he, you know, he did have some, you know, deals with that studio, I'm pretty sure that did help her business. Now, I'm not sure this person was looking for, you know, something more than what, but there's no way that Jay-Z is going to be affiliated, and you're not going to benefit at least somewhat. So, you know, I don't know, you know, what the whole, like you said, the agreement was. But then if it is true, then Jay needs to be held accountable. You know, it seems to me like it's probably just a, you know, miscommunication or something. But, you know, I mean, like I said, you know, and Jay-Z has the power. You know, when he mentioned about, you know, being 30-plus and then stop wearing jerseys, that's when you know that, you know, throwback jerseys were dying down. So you have that power, you know. So
right.
I would have to see what the, you know, what their agreement actually was.
So that's what I'm looking for, too, see exactly, you know, what the deal was about. You know, I couldn't find anything, but again, like I said, if that wasn't a deal, then you got to uphold it. But again, you know, I just believe that, you know, you got to grow your own brand, do the things. I mean, it's like Lady Gaga that gave her a shout out or whatever the case may be, and, you know, so be it. It's all good. You know, everybody's not going to work the same, so that's just, you know, it's what it is. So, unfortunately, get that thing together and make that, you know, a smooth transition. No lawyers and you know, get involved. They just, you know, add a little beef and they move on. All right, man. And some more hip hop news. And I got, you know what I'm saying, my son asked me to go ahead and you know what I'm saying, you know, put this out there. It says he is one of their fans. And so I'm going to go ahead and get this out the way. So, you know what I'm saying, we got to talk after I'm done with this. We good. So, the Migos, YRN, the album. All right. So, if you're a Migos fan, like my son and all these other young cats out here, their album is set to be released on June 16th. So, if you're a Migos fan, you know, go out there and pick up YRN, the album. So, they, as a matter of fact, they are slated to do a Young Rich Nation tour with OG Macy, or Mace, or I don't know, Macko, I'm sorry. And so, y'all go ahead and check that out for all you Migo heads out there. That's for my son, that's for D-Sleeve, and, you know what I'm saying, and that's that. So, we're going to move on from that. Migo talk. That's my little, that part of the bullshit here on Hip Hop Heads Radio about Migos. We'll have to get that out there for them. So, shout out to him. It's some more hip hop news. As we have heard, I guess, the past week, man, and our condolences goes out to the death of the rapper Chinx, who was, you know, an MC out of the Bronx that was underneath my man, French Montana, or whatever the case may be. A lot of, I guess, investigations still going on about it. There's some stuff allegedly, I guess, that maybe French Montana may have been a part of it, but you know what I'm saying, as it stands right now, you know what I'm saying, it's still unsolved. So the NYPD, the chief anyway of detectives, noted the friendship between Chinks. And, of course, if y'all know who Stacks Bundle was, you know, Stacks Bundle was another rapper that was up and coming, and they, I guess, you know, he was murdered the same way. But the funny thing is that, this is what the NYPD chief of detectives goes on and says, that they were friends, Stacks Bundle and Chinks. They were friends, so they were looking out, they were looking at all hip-hop angles as far as his murder was concerned. Both rappers were reportedly shot while driving in Porsches in the early morning hours in New York. If you know, Chinks was shot on Sunday, this past Sunday, after performing in Brooklyn. It's just, you know, it's crazy. It's come out now that, you know, a mistress came out and put something on Twitter. Like, it's, you never want to see a death in hip hop. You don't want to see a death, period. You don't want to see anything like this, you know what I'm saying? Anybody getting shot up, whatever the case may be. And it saddens me. And, you know, hopefully, like I said, the NYPD gets that thing cleared up and does right by, you know, Chinks and get that solved. So, but before we carry on, I have got to bring another one onto our cipher. Definitely happy to see her up and going again. She gonna have a little bit explaining to do off the air, but you know we'll tackle that at that time. But I just want to, you know, stand, introduce her some. And present the others, man. My girl, the Earth herself, the one and only Miss Black. Well, welcome back, Ma. What's going on?
Hey.
Peace.
Well, I hear
your voice. I'm sorry. I'm tardy. I'm tardy, man. I was, dude, it's so funny. Since I stopped drinking, I then started living horror movies. Like, I was asleep in a cabin in the woods, so I couldn't move. If Clarks ain't wake me up, I wouldn't be here right now. So I'm here.
Hey, I don't even know you being late. At least you here. At least you talking. So, hey, late don't even matter.
I'm here.
Truly,
what's up with y'all? What I miss?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, listen, we hold it down for you as usual, yeah, man. But mm-hmm, we miss that voice, man. We miss you on the air. We miss clouding with you, all that, man. When we got the news, it was crazy. Like, you know, I was taken back, but I wanted you to, you know, get all healed up and you know what I'm saying, and get back and, you know, work your way back to however you want to do. Whenever you was ready to, you know, come on back, but. You know what I'm saying? We just glad to hear you, man. We glad to hear you. You good. You home.
Yeah.
Get better and stop that fucking drinking, son. For real. Play that right now.
I'm a superhero. I got it. I got a gang of water.
Leave the eight ball alone.
Yeah, man.
Boy, rest in peace,
that boy was going to kill you, man. For real. You got to see, got to slow that down, man.
They told us about that in House Party 1. I ain't listening.
So, like, you know, we going to introduce you to wine or something. You know what I'm saying? It's looking a little easy.
I'm going to Old Dudes. Y'all better stop. I'm going to be drinking non-alcoholic. I ain't playing no more. Y'all going to see that green bottle. I'm going to keep it in a bag because I'm gangster. But, yeah, green bottle.
Oh, shit. Well, now that we got the earth world, man, we're going to go ahead and I'm going to pass it to Breezy, and I'm going to pass it to the widow. But we were talking about the murder of Chinks, the rapper that was gunned down this past Sunday out there in New York. And I guess, you know, with the NYPD, you know, covering this case, man, we just hope that this case gets solved and it doesn't go unsolved, like, you know, man, like Jam Master Jay, and of course, Tupac, Biggie, and other countless MCs and you know, people in hip hop that, you know, their cases go unsolved. But well, we should take it and agree, like, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, like, everything that's transpired since his untimely death this past Sunday.
Well, you know, I've heard, you know, mixed stories. Like you said, the missus came out, but wasn't he with somebody at the time? So, you know, then I heard that it was a drive-by. Then I heard it wasn't a drive-by. So, you know, it's obvious, it's a shame. You know, and what tripped me out, you know, I've seen some people on social media were saying stuff like, you know, well, they're not really sorry because, you know, his content, you know, he's talking about that street life and, you know, you live by it, you die by it. Man, look, you know, that's some BS to me. I don't care what you talk about. No one deserves to be murdered. No one deserves to die that way. So, yeah, if you talk about that stuff, yeah, you might have to answer for it, but, you know, man, this has some respect for the man's passing. You know, don't say, well, I don't feel bad for him because he talked about that. It don't matter. A person's life was lost regardless of what he talked about. So, you know, that's how I look at it.
True thing. Were you able to keep a track of this or have you heard any information on this?
Well, actually, I have heard of it. And what I like to do is, you know, I'm going to do the knowledge stuff first. I'm not going to jump off the bat right what I see on social media or the first story I see come out. It's usually when people stop paying attention to the story that you get the truth.
Right.
So I'm following it. Yeah. I'm just waiting to see
what's
the connection and you know what I'm saying? What's the connection? What was to gain from his loss? That's basically what I'm doing. That's why I haven't spoken on it.
True thing. That's probably the best album to take, you know what I'm saying? See what happens when all of the best settle and you know what I'm saying? That's when the truth really comes out. So, well, that's what it is. Let me say a special shout-out, man. Happy birthday. Rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? To our son, our fallen son, Mr. Mike Brown. Today was his birthday, 19 years old. And so, you know, she want to say rest in peace now. And you know, we got it from here, man. Your legacy going to live on through us and hip-hop and hip-hop as radio and everybody that's out there that's, you know, against this you know what I'm saying, police, brutality, police, enforcement, police, just anything that had to deal with police violence, man, we going to do our part as we always do. Now, last week we talked about what was going on in Baltimore. And you know what I'm saying, I definitely want to get your take on all that has transpired, you know what I'm saying, with the death of Freddie Gray, the aftermath. Because if you see now, you know what I'm saying, the guys, the officers got indicted, but we haven't heard anything else, you know what I'm saying, since then. So I kind of feel like, you know what I'm saying, it's back to business as usual, and you know what I'm saying, it's still going to be some fucked up shit going on there. But what's your take on that whole entire situation?
You asking me?
Yeah.
I think they're just sweeping it under the rug. They're going to let it get quiet, and nobody's, I mean, everybody's going to forget about it. That's usually what they do when they don't want to bring attention to something they know is wrong all across the board. Next month, they won't even be an issue.
I've noticed that's been happening the last couple of weeks. If you notice, the DA that's decided to charge them, they're trying to find any way they can to smear her name. You know, Prince did a rally, you know, there in Baltimore. And she just came out and just waved her hand. And there was some pressing charges against her saying that's like a conflict of interest, saying that she was siding with the family, you know, since lawyers are supposed to be, you know, indifferent. I'm like, damn, you came in, you know, waving your hand to the constituents at a Prince concert? You really reaching. So it seemed like that she can't do anything right since she sided to press charges against cops. It seemed like, you know, the union or whoever is trying to push back on her and trying to fault for everything that she does.
Yeah, I heard about that.
They're going to try to discredit them.
Correct. They're going to try to discredit her and and, you know, do something along the lines that is going to, you know, so try to do something with this case. Hopefully, like I said, I hope that they, you know, get justice, do the right thing. I hope they don't try to push this shit to no, you know, federal shit or whatever the case may be. Prosecute this thing the right way. You know, they shouldn't see the light of day at all after this shit. So, but that's the right thing. And hopefully, you know, the city of Baltimore, the state of Maryland, you know, they do the right thing. And, you know, it would be in their best interest. I don't think they'll be ready for a part two, because that's going to be a lot worse, you know, than what they got the first time. So,
yeah, I agree.
That's just my take. So, all right, man. There's some more hip hop news. If you was able to catch my man Killer Mike on HBO, man, on Bill Maher's show, he basically broke down, you know, hip hop. And Bill Maher had asked the question of why, I guess, the right wing or some people out there think that, you know, hip hop is the cause of violence. I encourage anybody that's out there, man, that's listening right now, go and check out that clip with Killer Mike on Bill Maher's show. Real dope. But he broke it down in the context of, you know what I'm saying, all the things that portray violence, and the only thing that people seem to always want to pick out or pick on is hip hop, and hip hop music and hip hop culture, which is a cop out. You know, you go to the movies, there's violence in movies. You know, you don't have to go to the movies. I mean, Congress is the one that declares war kills people. We could go on and on and on about, you know, the portrayal of violence. But he's the one to say that hip hop was started, you know, back in the late 60s and 70s, you know what I'm saying, with gangs making a truce that they're not going to fight each other, that they were going to come together in spirit and love, which that birthed the Zulu Nation and all that, you know, so that came out of that. And, you know, I told what he said, I agree with what he said. What really vexes me is that here we are, man, you know, 2015, and hip hop is still being used as the scapegoat of violence, man. Like, what is your take on that?
I think black culture is always going to be used as a scapegoat.
Yeah.
Rock and roll music hasn't been blamed for anything. And it's not, I mean, it's not more or less violent than hip-hop lyrics. It's a different setting. Shoot, you got country music that may be a bit harsh.
Yeah.
You got some harsh country lyrics out there, too. I'll tell nobody, but I listen. So, I mean, just because it's a form of black culture, that's something we all vibe with, we all get along with, and other people are embracing it, it's always going to be a threat. But they can't do anything about it. It was supposed to be a phase, you know what I'm saying? Oh, that's just a phase. It'll go out of it. It'll go away. Never. Hip-hop will forever evolve, and that's the problem. It won't go away. So when the young elite are listening to 2 Chainz, it's a problem. And he ain't even really hip-hop. Yeah, don't quote me on that. I'm sorry, I've been gone. But y'all know what I mean.
Yeah, no, we understand. Well, you know, just like, you know, we're talking about how they're trying to discredit the prosecutor and lawyer in Baltimore. You know, hip-hop has the power to reach. I mean, it ever since its inception, it's supposed to be sad, but in the 90s where it started taking off, and for years and years and years when it was number one selling, you know, genre of music, it has the power to reach. So when something has that much power, you want to try to discredit and make it the root cause for everything, you know, that is wrong, just because it's so powerful. You know, just think, if you replace all the ratchet stuff that's played on the radio with, like, the Black Stars, the, you know, the J. Cole's, you know, and Talib Kweli's, just how much different do you think that our thinking would be? You know, just like we're being force-fed all this ratchet shit, just think if all that, you know, the conscious and social political hip-hop was being played out every day. Just think how much of a different way we would, you know, conduct ourselves, because that's what we would be here before us to learn. And that's a good thing. And so to prevent that from happening, you want to take it at a root.
you know, somebody died in the park yesterday. Well, were they playing T.I.'s album? Well, if he, you know, if he was, then that's the reason why he got killed. That ain't got nothing to do with anything, you know. And so when it takes somebody from inside to scoop people don't know, it'd be one thing if somebody that, you know, of the hip hop culture had this opinion. I mean, it would be a more valid opinion. It'd be an opinion the same. For those that don't know anything about it, trying all that they can to destroy it. And so for somebody that's from inside to tell them, you know, because he wouldn't have been all right. You know, who I think is one of, you know, the biggest hip hop players out there, and but you can't tell him nothing. If you was to go on his show and debate with him, he would cut you off at every moment. He would not let you get a word in. So, you know, I like Bill Maher. You know, I think Bill Maher's show is dope. So, and he's anti, you know, Bill O'Reilly too. So, you know, I definitely think that what Killer Mike did, you know, was needed. You know, it's unfortunate that it had to be done, but it was needed.
True indeed, most definitely, man. Again, man, if you haven't seen it, go back, check out that clip with Killer Mike on the Bill Maher show. His own set on there, you know what I'm saying, it was real dope, and definitely need to check that out for sure, man. All right, man, it's some more hip-hop news and just music news in general, man, the past week. Unfortunately, we lost last Thursday. A legend in music, definitely a big influence on hip hop, a huge influence on Southern hip hop. We also had the great B.B. King last Thursday at the age of 89, where he had passed away due to suffering a series of strokes, and he just couldn't get back to health where he could stay on. So, my man, Big Crit, who actually collaborated with B.B. King on his 2012 album, The Plan Man. He spoke on his, when he did his collaboration with B.B. King. So when I did Plan Man, it was after my grandmother had passed and that it actually had the opportunity to work with him. I expressed to him that she was the person that put me on his music. It's really me just paying homage to her for me to work with him because she loved his music so much. It wasn't from a shock value perspective at all or anything like that. I just wanted to do something where I knew I could tie our generations together, something that I grew up listening to and bring it into the now, and not let it be such a hip-hop record, but somehow make it into a soulful, bluesy record with a hip-hop feel, which is real dope. We're back and checked out that song, Plan Man. Shout out to Crit for definitely bridging that gap. A lot of people don't really know who B.B. King went to hip-hop, but if you look at some samples over the years, he's definitely one of those guys that are up there as having his music sampled on a lot of classic shit. Maybe I haven't listened to a lot of B.B. King or blues music, or just B.B. King period, but I guess with his passing or whatever the case may be, do you feel like, you know what I'm saying, a lot of the older heads that, I guess like the grandfathers and grandmothers of hip-hop was starting to leave, and, you know, as a legacy, are we holding up that legacy as hip-hop, you know, for those who came before us? I personally, right now, at this point, I'm saying no, because we've gone a whole totally different direction musically and creatively. But what do y'all think about that?
Well, I see B.B. King as, like, you know, my great-grandfather, because, you know, my dad will always last. I mean, he's a preacher. What else would he play? So, we would listen to it together every time we were in the car. And even the day he passed, when I talked to him on the phone, I could hear B.B. in the background. He was in mourning himself. And what I did love so much about the King was the fact that you could always find something in his music that you could relate to, even as, you know, two, three generations after him. It was relatable. You can feel that, you know, you can feel the soul in his music. And, I mean, you can't outdo that. There's not a lot of older musicians that you can relate to as a, you know, 30, 40-year-old, and they're in their 90s.
Right.
And that's what I take away from B.B. King and his passing, and I really, really, I really hope somebody picks up the torch and, you know, carries on that legacy without losing that, you know, that soul, because there's not a lot of soul in music. There's a lot of words, but you can't feel them.
Right.
I couldn't put it any better, man.
Right. Well, you know, growing up, you know, my parents being from Alabama, you know, blues was played a lot in my house, so I grew up listening to you know, Bobby Blue Bland and of course, you know, B.B. King, Denise LaSalle, and all those older heads, you know, all those older heads and everything. And, I mean, even if you look at the difference in genres of music, you know, Ice Cube, one of my favorite rappers, some of my favorite songs, Bird in the Hand was sampled, was a loop from, you know, a B.B. King song. So, you know, like you said, you know, the way the sound is and the direction that we have gone to, no one pays homage. You know, no one pays homage. No one says anymore, you know, man, my mom used to play these records when I was growing up, and I just always, you know, felt this particular person. So if no one pays homage, then how can we uphold, you know, a certain tradition if that tradition is not being, you know, acknowledged? And I'm not talking about just sampling. I'm talking about just recognizing your forefathers, recognize who came before you, you know. Say, hey, I'm just a cog in the machine, but, you know, because of blues, you know, birth this and then birth this and then birth that, you know, so, you know, I'm not sure the disconnect between, you know, parents, and I don't want to get into the whole, you know, parental thing, but for some reason, you know, the younger generation, if you tell them about Bobby, you know, Bobby Blue Bland, definitely B.B. King, if nothing else, you should know who B.B. King is. I don't care how old you are. You should know. You should know about Lucille. You should know about B.B. King. So there's no excuse as to why you don't know who B.B. King is. If you don't, then there's a generational gap, or there's just no education, I guess, for lack of a better word.
True.
Right.
True. No doubt. Couldn't put any better myself, man. All right, man, before we conclude our show, I definitely got to get to the favorite segment of the joint, the original and the sample. All right, so tonight's original and sample is definitely something that I did maybe a little bit of clay digging, but I guess enough. But tonight's original comes from the Friends of Distinction. Now, you know what the Friends of Distinction was? Go back into 69, 68, somewhere, 70, there was a song called Grazing in the Grass, you know, where I can dig it, she can dig it, all that. That is the Friends of Distinction, and that was one of their most popular songs. So, the next sample comes from them. They were the song is Lonesome Mood, and right after that, we'll get ready for the sample, come back. Do our thing, close out the show like we always do. But tonight's original sample, comes from Friends of Distinction. Right after that, we're going to get into the sample. So, it's with Pop Fest Radio. Let's go.
Oh,
Hip Hop Heads Radio, that last one right there was by the one and only Talib Kweli off of his 2007 classic masterpiece, Eardrum, featuring Kanye West and the great Roy Ayers in the mood. And that joint was produced by Kanye West himself. Probably that entire Eardrum album, to me, was his best. That was his best album. And it edged out the one with him, the High Tech, but Reflection Eternal. But I think Eardrum was the best. So shout out, of course, to the Friends of Distinction on the original with the Lonesome Move joint. And, of course, my man Talib, Kanye, and Roy Ayers were in the mood. So, Talib is a giant as far as I'm concerned in hip hop and just life in general. One of the four, he's at the forefront of everything, not only, for the culture, but just for, the people in general, man. I definitely looked up to the brother. And if you haven't, been able to follow his movement and his track, everything he's doing, along the lines of Mumia, be sure that you support that movement, man. Of course, if you don't know the story, behind everything that's taking place with him, being shackled and handcuffed to bed. I mean, it's a terrible situation to be in right now, which he doesn't deserve. So you have to support our elder Mumia Abu-Jamal, and of course support my man Talib Kweli with that movement, man. He needs medical care and all that, and we make sure I put something more on Hip Hop Heads Radio page. And to make everybody aware of what's going on with him, man. So with that being said, and like we always do, Bree and Black, we always talk about the MC that we do the actual sample and original on. So what is Talib as far as hip hop and just like I said, life is concerned, what does he mean to you guys?
You're not gonna take me with this one. You're not gonna take me down with this one. I'm taking
hold. What is you with this one? Oh man.
As far as hip hop goes, you get a lot of people talk about a lot of things, but don't actually do what they say on record. I think, Talib puts his foot where his mouth is. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he brought awareness to, Mother Abdul's situation in prison. And he's a scholar, man. Like, he's actually out there in the streets with asking people. So the things you hear rap about, he actually does. I got to tell that he's a learned and educated man. And he does care about people. You know what I'm saying? So, he's the equivalent of a news reporter that's actually on the front lines.
Right. No question, man. I'm gonna spare you on this one. But I know what he means to you. I got an idea of what Talib means, and we'll roll with it from there. So, man, I'm happy I'm elated, man. I'm glad I got you, on the. What's good with you? Just give us an update on you, Black. Like, what's happening with you right now?
I'm home.
Right.
I'm home.
Right.
Taking physical therapy, getting my swagger back. But other than that, yeah, I'm straight. All is well.
No doubt, man. Definitely, but keep that health up, man. We don't want no more scares like that, but we're glad to have you back. We're glad that you're back in the fold and, doing your thing with us like you always do. So, Bree, I know you've couple shout outs on like this stuff, man. You know, so everybody know about the hip hop feud, how they can get at you all like this stuff, like we always do.
Well, I want to give a shout out to Kwame Harrison over at US, you know, Universal Soundstage, you know, Sassy Brown and everything. Of course, give a shout out to my Bull Patrol family, you know, General Rain, Son of Breeze, everybody over there, you know, David Bowers and everything. And again, you know, check me out tomorrow. If you in the DMV, Baltimore area, you know, think you know hip hop, you want to hear some Biggie tribute songs, check me out. Lounge of 3, 1013 U Street for the May Hip Hop Feud Notorious Edition. It's going to go down, man. Come on, have a good time, meet some people, get your drink on. You know, just to celebrate, you know, celebrate the man's, you know, life and death. You know, just have a good time. So come on up, check me out. You can reach me obviously at cornerpolitics.org, you know, get on me at Breezy Taylor, you know, or at cornerpolitics1. And that's it, man. You know, hip hop field, man, it's going. You know, so and after that I have ideas for some other events too that I wanna, you know, branch off to some non hip hop you know, events in addition to, you know, hip hop fuel. So I'm just trying to grow my brand, man. Thanks to everybody that's supporting me.
Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We still here?
Huh?
We still here?
Chill. I guess that's it.
I think it's over.
Okay. All right.
Stay in the black.
I mean, we had a call, whatever. You know what I'm saying? We had a call come through, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, my man was trying to get on the show, whatever. But he, you know, he got his joint. I told him to send it. You know, where to send it to. Of course, man. Anybody out there listening, if you got a joint you want us to debut it on the show, hit us up 3hzradio@gmail.com. Again, 3hzradio@gmail.com. Hit us up right there. And of course, man, we'll do our due diligence and make sure we get your joint on the show, man. So shout out to my man at this call, man. We're going to take care of you like we always do. And of course, hit us up, Hip Hop Fans Radio, on the Facebook joint. So I apologize to you, man. I had to cut over there, but I'm back now. But again, man, y'all support my man Breezy, the whole Corner Politic movement. You know what I'm saying? And of course, the Hip Hop Fuel joint. Please, if you're in the DMV area, make sure y'all go check that out. My man doing a big thing. I'm proud of my homie, man. He's definitely stepping it up. I'm gonna have to come catch him a little bit as soon as I get a chance. But we'll be out there at DC, man, and mess with you for sure, man. And of course, Black Widow. Again, man, it's just love to have you back here. And just stay healthy, man. We definitely we gonna be monitoring, man. You know what I'm saying? Making sure you stay up on that shit, get therapy and all that. And you know what it is, you know how to reach out to us, you definitely got you. You know, like we always do, man. And of course, gotta give a shout out to the sexiest engineer in the building, Artisha Williams, holding me down. She's quiet back here now, but she's definitely holding me down right now. So without any further ado, man, it's Hip Hop Fuel Radio. Like we always say, like we always do, don't ever sell yourself to fall in love with anything. Keep your offer first, everything else will fall in line. Y'all make sure y'all Wednesday night. We get that show next Wednesday. It's Hip Hop Fuel Radio, man. Peace and love. See y'all next week. Watch.
Peace.
Peace.